This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's hump day, everybody. You know what's great about hump day?
Closer hump to Friday.
Day? Well, that, you know, that is one of the good things. There's so many good things. It's that Big Brother's on tonight. But also that I'm going to go see Downton Abbey right after the show. Oh, I'm so happy. You know my stupid friends. Oh, my stupid friends. You guys on your way in? Come on, hurry up. All right, you guys. Caller 97 right now scores a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour. Yeah. Green Day. Fall Out Boy. Weezer. Oracle Park. July 21st, 2020. It's like a year. You know, just don't forget that you won these tickets. The Hella Mega Tour, July 21st, 2020. Tickets go on sale this Friday, the 20th, at Ticketmaster.com. Or just win them here on Alice. We're Hella Mega Central. Winning is all week, 9, noon, 3, and 5. I want to give you mine.
Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
Oh boy. Call her. 800-400-3667.
Look at how happy you are.
Amy's counting the number 97 over there.
He's so proud of himself, yeah.
I know. He loves his little reverb-y thing at the end.
Our text number is the same number you're calling to win tickets to that show. It's 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. LOL, what city was the funnest? I couldn't tell with all the yelling. It's Las Vegas. Las Vegas was number one.
Las Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Yes!
And Vegas is fun.
Yeah, it is. Really fun. It's electric.
That may be the last time I stayed up till 3 a.m.
Mm. No.
I get up at 3 a.m., but that's the last time I stayed up until 3 a.m.
That's my goal, to stay up for 24 hours. It never happens, but it's my goal. Make it happen. I love Vegas.
Yeah.
I could have go to Vegas soon. Come on, you guys want to go?
Yeah.
God, let's take some lizard with us, too. That was so fun. We've had so many fun trips to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Sarah, can you tell us what kind of electric bike you have?
I have a specialized electric bike. And I should say, I don't have it. It's a loaner. I'm borrowing it from Carmella, who's awesome. I don't know the
Carmella
model.
Works for Specialized.
Yes, Carmella is a specialized lady. Right. She loaned it to me.
And Specialized, by the way, are the people that have donated to our Christmas
for
drives.
Years
every
and
year.
Years and years.
Between 10 and 30 bikes end up at our different locations thanks to Specialized,
right.
Which is right here in the Bay Area, down in Morgan Hill.
Solid people.
Yeah, they are.
Good people. Yeah, they've been great to us, and we love them. And I'm so sorry to tell you, I don't know the exact model. I think it's called the superhero bike. Because you feel like one when the thing
came
jumps
with a cape that one time.
It did. They came over. They're like, "You got to try this out." We all put the cape. I'm like, "What, the cape?" And the thing just flying out behind
you.
I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm Superman."
Oh, look at this.
What?
I didn't even know that it had happened, but here's a couple texts. I'm in no hurry for grandkids. He needs to do his life, whether single or married.
Yeah.
Vinny, you are so funny. I have my own grandkid. Best line of the show today.
I know.
I already have a grandkid.
Beautiful. Your own grandchild. Vinny, you're absolutely very funny.
Yeah.
Here's one last one on that. I have my own grandchildren. Was listening to this as I was trying to swallow a horse-sized pill and almost choked to death.
Oh, no. We almost killed someone.
Don't, almost.
Don't raise your arm
Come
up on,
on
that.
Oh, you peeked. I have my grandkids.
That was hilarious.
I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It was just real life coming
right
out of me.
You should just keep referring to her as your granddaughter. Oh, my grandchildren. I got to go home granddad, my kids.
Oh, you know what? There's actually one of those too. Hold on. This my partner is almost 47 and I'm 34. We have an 8-month old and he constantly jokes calling himself Grandpa Dad.
Oh, hilarious. Grandpapa. On Downton Abbey, they call their dad Papa. Mama. I like it. Can't wait to see it.
Botox works for resting bitch face. I got it, and people at work have completely changed toward me.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Wow.
She appears friendlier now.
Yeah. They're like, oh, God. She's not that bitch from accounting anymore. She's that nice lady from accounting. Yeah, resting bitch face is real.
They call them, this person, 415 says, I call them jowls.
Yeah, jowls. That's what
mm-hmm. they're, yeah. Someone says it's a turbo, your bike.
It is a turbo.
Oh, is that, well, so that's not the...
It goes, it's, you can set it to turbo. Is that what it's called?
That's what someone says,
okay.
408
Fine,
says.
It's a turbo. I don't know if that's what it is.
It's a specialized turbo.
Specialized electric bike, and it does go to turbo. There is one setting on it where you're on turbo.
Do you do it?
Of course I do.
All right.
Me? So excited. If John gets an electric bike, we're going to start going on rides with our friends, Pat and Marianne.
Oh, fun.
Because they both have electric bikes.
Oh, they
They're
do?
They're always like, oh, yeah, we go all over the place. We go, you know, go through this tunnel under this hill. I'm like, oh, my God. Sounds amazing. But I'm certainly not going to manual pedal. And John's like, he thinks that's his bike.
Oh, the electric bike.
The electric bike.
Wow. Sarah and Vinny, thank you for getting me through my morning. I just moved to Florida to live with family to help me get through cancer.
Oh.
My kidneys failed.
Oh, my God.
Because of the cancer, and I'm on dialysis.
Oh, no.
Y'all got me through a very painful morning. Thank you all. I love you.
Oh, well, good luck. Holy crap. That's tough.
Thank you for being a friend.
Relying on a dialysis machine is no joke.
Yeah. We love you, too.
Yeah. Hope everything works out. Damn. Wouldn't it?
Hearing you guys discuss this Verizon guy's open marriage, it's clear you guys are kind of lost on the subject. He gets to be a guy and get away with it. That's a really loaded and telling statement there, Vin. Yeah, I don't know what you're saying there. I mean, it just seems to me like, why would you have bothered to get married?
Right.
I mean, if you're just going to have an open relationship, have that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't care what he does.
Yeah.
My job is to sit here and comment on the stories of the day. So I commented. I don't know how he's getting away with that. It seems to me like...
That is the job in a nutshell.
We'll keep watching.
Here's something. What's your comment?
Mm-hmm. We'll see how they hold that together.
Yeah. That, and there it is. Some people can make it work. I just couldn't. I just know I couldn't. I can't...
And like, they've only been married for
two years.
Yeah, that's what... I mean, I don't...
And you're already bored with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And the weird thing is... For me, because I've never been in a relationship that's lasted 10 years, is I still really want to bone that chick.
Mm.
Like, I do. I'm into it. Really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if she stopped letting me, then I would have to get on down the road. Like, that's not... I have to have a sex life.
Mm.
I mean, there'd be discussions and maybe some counseling, but ultimately, if the answer was no, then the answer would be bye.
Right. She is your sex life.
Right. I gotta have that.
Yeah.
So... So far, so good. But.
Yeah. You should have put that in the vows, man. I'm just, you know.
She knows.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that.
Still, you should, can, you know, put it down, say it in front of everybody.
We talk about these agreements between people, and then they end up in the news.
Mm.
And you think, yeah, that should have been in writing. You're right. I should have had it in writing.
Yeah.
Once a week. Got
to have it. Agree to bone him at least once a week.
Right.
Twice if it's a special month like his birthday.
So you're still going to do it on Friday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He gets extra this week.
It's, oh, I mean, wow.
I don't get Friday off because he got it on Tuesday.
So generous.
I know.
I'm a giver. Wow. I'm a giver. Listen, luckily he slowed down too. You know, there's no, you know, the dude's 55. I mean, I'm sure he'd like it more than once a week.
Oh, my God. You
want to
hear something funny?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
don't
funny.
Ask me any questions.
Okay, yeah, we promise.
Don't question the fast guys.
I know someone.
All right, I'm sure this is going
to
happen.
Listen to me.
Right,
I know someone who is single mm-hmm. and is in a new relationship. He is of a certain age, like 49 or 50.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in that new part.
Yeah.
And so I get this text.
Where one of them goes, do you think we have sex too much?
I get this text that says, what do you know about Viagra?
Oh, oh boy.
And
uh-oh.
I'm like, first of all, I don't know much. I've heard it's fun. Mm. I've heard you can now get it online or mm-hmm. the something similar. Mm-hmm. The end. That's what I know. I've heard it works and it can be fun. And he's like, I got to get it. She wants it so much that I need, I want wow. to be able to do that.
And it ain't happening.
Well, it's happening the one time.
Sure. But she's not done yet.
But
is she much younger?
Like, yeah.
Oh. Mm.
But she's like, you know,
Foxy.
Wants to keep going. And he's like, I needed time.
Help.
I needed time. I had to rest.
People need time.
It wasn't.
There's a
I
recovery
couldn't,
period.
There wasn't.
It's a good problem to have.
Well, yeah. Sure. But I was tripping out that, look at you. Good for you that's happening.
How long ago was that?
Not that long ago.
So
put it this way.
Is there a follow-up? Is there an update?
The medicine hasn't come yet, so I don't know.
Is it the Ninkasi guy?
No, I just got
no
done
questions.
Telling you.
Don't
no
embarrass
questions.
People.
It's
don't
not
guess.
Him.
Don't guess.
It's not him.
That's not embarrassing. He can do it the one
well,
time.
Well, it's his choice to say his name. Say his name.
Say his name. Name. Tell me that guy's name.
I'm interested to see how that works, though.
Mm. Yes, I'm sure he'll tell
while
you.
I've never found myself needing it. And never found myself needing it because we were doing it so much.
Right.
If it's that much lucky. Fun, then why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
As long as there's no, you know, negative health right. effects. Sure.
If it lasts more than 4 hours, contact your doctor.
I know.
Like, watching the clock. You going there? Mm.
I'd be kind of afraid to not get it from a doctor, though.
Yes, agreed.
With counterfeit.
I think that you can go to websites now. This was the answer. This is uh-huh. what I'd heard. That you can go to websites now and they'll ask you certain questions, like basic questions.
Do you have heart problems?
And a whatever. Doctor will prescribe it?
Yeah, and you can get it prescribed to you. I could be wrong. Uh-huh. I don't know the truth. I've never done it. But I thought that that's the way that worked.
Huh. Makes sense.
I've never used it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would if I had to.
Viagra?
By me, I mean John.
Oh,
right.
I've heard girls take it.
Yeah, but what
I've
if...
I've heard that on Sex and the City. Samantha used to take
what
it.
What if it gave him the
side
ability
effects?
To go... No, what if it gave him the ability to go for a really long time? Are you down?
I could go a really long time.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Can I sleep during it or... I'm tired.
Can I cook during
what
it? Like,
a mood killer.
Can I watch a reality show? Can I watch The Housewives?
Yeah, go ahead. You go for it. Just as long as you want to.
510 says, Perry and Gilbert having issues. One reason she left that talk show.
Who, Vinny?
Oh.
Linda
Perry Linda and
Perry
Sarah and Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert.
I thought I
issues.
Heard that they
I
were having problems.
I thought I did
problems.
Too, but, well, when I looked it up online, it said that they were still together. So maybe it's separation, back and forth type thing.
Yeah.
They
know. Have some kids together, too, don't
so,
they?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I can never. Honestly, it's so hard to keep everybody else's life straight. All these
we can barely
celebrities,
keep our life straight.
I know.
831 says zero missions. My
what?
Ever been to a power? My ass. I was
no.
Trying
but
to
what
not
are they
to,
zero? Zero missions.
Ever been to a power plant to see where that charge comes from? And don't even get me started on the horror of batteries.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. But it does feel good that you're not. You know, at least while you're putting around town, you're not putting any out into the air. I guess that feels good.
Yeah, that's the grind. I mean, I've had that conversation with many people. These Teslas that are out, not even Teslas. These
electric cars in general.
The Prius.
Yeah. Yep.
Alone. They've got a huge battery and it's a thing. And mm-hmm.
Right. Not just the creation of it, but the disposal. And
the bleep's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
I think that gets us current. There's a lot more here, but. We're out of time.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's a big day today, everyone. I hope you have mm-hmm. a great hump day. I can't wait to tell you all about Downton Abbey tomorrow. I'm sure you guys
we
just can't.
We can't wait to hear about
that.
We haven't heard
kidding?
Enough about it yet.
I mean, Downton Abbey is like...
And then we'll talk about Big Brother. Oh, it's what a great day it is for you, Yuzi.
Oh, and Bryn as well. I know how he's very excited as I am about hearing that
Stoked.
Stuff.
Yeah.
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 Hold my breath.
Good, great. Well, if you want to, you can come to Downton Abbey. That'd be fun. We could hang out.
Yeah, oh, I asked him earlier. You don't want to hear his answer.
It's more about the drive than anything else. It's just, you know.
Please.
The kid. And
things suck.
Right.
Exactly. and we do have Scott Kapur on tomorrow.
We do. Oh, and then fantastic. On Friday, we actually have Leslie Nichol, who plays Mrs. Patmore from Downton Abbey.
Oh, again.
I know she's going to be here on Friday.
Oh, Jesus. Starting life Monday, we don't want to hear anything about Downton
yeah,
Abbey.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll shut up about it until I find out they're doing another
movie.
Well,
I just hope you really enjoy it and you're not just getting yourself all psyched up.
I know.
Right.
I do this all the time. Yeah, I'm hoping I'll like it. Well, Hooman said he liked it and he's never seen any Downton Abbey.
Well,
So, that's true. He has his opinion. All right, you guys, have a great day. We'll
catch you
back. He checked
the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I did.
Did I like it or not? Well, turns out I did.
Other reviewers liked it, so.
Hashtag me too.
Right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.